Okay, we'll start. It's supposed to be class two. So I'm going to have to do it on this. I guess you can follow along in your book. It won't be up on the screen, and I apologize for that because it's not letting me have control for some reason. But anyway, we will get going, and hour two. Online tools, apps, Q&A session. Hoverall groups. Hoverall groups, like I said before, are the small groups. They're the in-house groups where you come together and fellowship, and there's different areas of study within the groups. And if you look online or in your book, it will show a map of kind of where the groups are located. And I say kind of where they're located because we don't put the exact address of where the Hoverall meets until you join at Hoverall. One, because we have visitors come to our webpage all the time and we don't want them to see where our Hoverall leaders live. We just give a general area. So it protects them, especially if we have women meeting or whatever, single women. We want to make sure they're protected. And if you look in your book, there's a map and you can see we're geographically all over the place because our congregation is geographically all over the place. This is a place where you go because you want to be here. This is not a place that is convenient. We live in the Tomball area, so it is a trek to make it down here. Yes. So to come here on purpose, and I will tell you the story of that, when we moved down from Pennsylvania 10 years ago almost now, I told my wife we're going to look at this one because it's the furthest one away, and we're going to go visit it first, and then we're going to go hit the rest of them. Never left. So, yes. So some of our Hoveraws is led, like I said, by some of our Shamashin, Sean and Kasha Derrickson. They're in the Sugar Land area. They meet on the first and third Shabbats. Linda Cummings is in the Pearland area. William and Amelia Morris, they do theirs online, and they will continue an online one. And I think they meet on the Sundays, every 2 weeks on Sundays. And I don't know if it's the first, third, or when that is, or when it starts. Noe and Sandy Espinoza, again, another one of our Shamashin couples. Theirs is in the Heights area, and they're on the first and third Shabbats. Jesse and Misty Post, we meet here at CBM, the first and third Shabbat, right next door. Now, ours is a little different. Most of them you have to buy a book because you're going to be studying something, unless they're doing the Torah portion, which you should already have the scriptures. Anyway, ours is through FFOZ, First Fruits of Zion, and it's called Torah Club. That is a $60 charge. It's not my charge. It's FFOZ. That way you can get the material for that. And we're finishing up one called Jesus My Rabbi, which will be finishing up probably here in the next few weeks, and then we'll start the next one, which will probably be more Torah-oriented in our study. But again, we're the first and third, and it's usually around 2 hours. We're usually here from 1:30 to 3:30 for our Torah study, our Torah club. John and Melanie Stafford, like I said, Melanie is over the children's ministry. They're in the Sugar Land area. Peter and Kelly Warman, they are in the Katy area. The Woman's Hoverah, that is led by Nora Ross. Nora Ross is Sean Derrickson's mother, and the single ladies meet here, and I don't remember if they meet out in a youth room or in this building or somewhere. Okay, I didn't know if they changed that, but it's every other week on Sunday afternoon. There's a Men's Hoverah, which is different than Anshei Chayil. The Men's Hoverah is led by Biff Van Cleve. Biff was one of our Shamish here for years and years and years and years. He's one of my mentors. I look up to Biff, and he's a great resource. He is. And we don't agree on everything. I still love him. Sometimes I think he's wrong. Sometimes he thinks I'm wrong. I think he's wrong. No, I'm kidding. I love Biff, really. He's a mentor of mine. And it's good to have that person where you can bounce ideas off of and talk and discuss. And he's very instrumental in my continued growth and continued knowledge and learning. We have Rick and Sandy Scott. Theirs is kind of in the, again, the Sugar Land area. Most of their group is older. So it's widows, widowers, and older people. And then we have ministry opportunities. Rick and Sandy Scott. Okay. Yeah. So let's get into ministry opportunities. Yes, ma'am.
The Torah Club, can we share the book? Or?
If you want. I don't know, ma'am. I'll have to... Children's ministry, ministry opportunities. Now, every good congregation is based on their volunteers. It truly is, because it's the volunteers that make everything happen. And if it wasn't for our volunteers, there would be no Oneg like what we had today. Everybody enjoys the bagels. Everybody enjoys the stuff. And just so you guys know, one thing about Rabbi John, a few weeks ago, it was during one of the Onegs, during, I think, Mother's Day. Rabbi John was picking up the trash and taking the trash out. So it makes no difference to him. I mean, we call it, you know, cleaning toilets. Who are we looking at that doesn't mind cleaning toilets? And I'm not saying that literally, but that it's just an act of service, you know, that they would be willing to clean toilets if toilets needed to be cleaned. And as Rabbi John takes the trash out. So it's not above any of us. I take the trash out. Donald takes it. It's not above any of us to take the trash out. And that's important. That's, you know, that's, it is a sign of leadership. And just, and it's not a, oh, look at me, I'm carrying the trash out. Oh, I'm strong. No, it just is, you know. How to get involved in children's ministry. Reach out to Melanie. They were always looking for teachers. Now, one thing I will tell you, and I think it is in here, is that anything you do with children or youth, you have to agree to a background check. One, we do a background check on anybody and everybody that works with our children and youth. We have to protect them, and that's one of the things we do. Yes, ma'am. Well, and we will do our own. Okay. We will. You'll sign a form. It doesn't cost you anything.
Okay.
So, sign a paper. That's it. License. Make checks payable. Oh, never came. No, but it's, that's what we want to make sure our children, our workers, our youth are protected. And it's very important that we do that. Yes. Yes, ma'am. Like active shooter type. See, what I would do is just ask the criminal element in a sturdy but loving voice to please drop the weapon. We have.
Please tell me you don't say please.
In a strong but loving voice. Sturdy. Okay. We do have policies and procedures in place. We don't make those public. You know, just there is in place, yes. And you will see officers patrolling the grounds. So, yes. And there is also a security team that is here. Just know that, okay? Yes, we do take it very seriously. And we have... The question was, can anybody carry a gun here?
Check with the rabbi.
So, as you can see, there are no signs on the doors. Yes, it is Texas. Yes. Now, I will tell you this, and this is very important to know. One, from the first shot, you have about 3 seconds. So I encourage everybody to get down. If you don't know how to handle a weapon, get down on the ground. Because what happens after 3 seconds, all chaos ensues. People start running and screaming, and what happens is the security team will see the active shooter. and everybody will start going like this. And then you have to wait. So the best thing to do, drop. Get down. I would encourage you to do that. Practice with your family. Talk about it when you get home. It is important. So, yes. Yes. Right. Yes. And somebody, well, it's a different topic, but.
Thank you,
youth ministry. Yes, ma'am. Do you have a question? Did you want me to give you a question to ask? I'll think of one and I'll give it to you, okay? So youth ministry. Like I said earlier, Javier and Nancy had to step away from the youth program because of Javier's job taking up more of his time. Nancy is also a teacher, so school started. So it kind of pulled them away from the youth ministry. We are actively seeking some youth leaders. And right now what we're doing is we're meeting once a month with the youth, Kesher to Kavanaugh, and we have speakers come in and we talk to our youth, but it's where we're at right now. And we're hoping to change some things, put some other things into place so that the youth are also part of congregational worship. Because what you see is you see a lot of these young men and women coming up and serving more in the dance line, you know, up on the Bema. We have Josiah canting. And you will see our next generation of men really start to be a part of the services, because that's important. One, the reason we rotate men, or I rotate men up there, I think it's important for the husbands, for the wives to see their husband up serving God. And I think it's important for the children to see their fathers up there serving God. And I don't want it to be, and here's John, I don't want it to be the Jesse show up there. You know, I shouldn't be the one that has to do all that all the time. And we have great men here. We have one or two that can sing besides me, so I plug them in periodically to let them do some stuff. So, and we also, what we do is with our youth, we kind of follow the YMJA guideline, which is, what is that? It's like 11 to 29. So that's the way the YMJA has it. When you're 30, you roll out. But it's more for important parts. So I would also say if you're married, you're kind of out too.
So, I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
11 to 29.
Yes.
Is not too much difference between them?
Well, not for what we're doing right now, this Kesher to Kavanaugh. Oh. Because it's not really, you know, okay. It's a whole group of them over there, and we have people coming over to speak. I think next one is August 27th. And Rabbi John speaking, and another lady named Shelley Cervantes is speaking that day to the youth. So, August 27th, and it's for the youth. So,
yeah,
that 11 to 20. Perfect. Okay. Yeah. Absolutely. Yes. And the way to get involved in that is contact Misty at misty@cbmhouston.com. It should be .com. Then we have the B'nai Mitzvah class. Again, this is the class that is the children, typically between 11 and 13, 11 and 12, before their bar bat mitzvah. And that is led by Rabbi Todd White. Todd is a phenomenal man. Historically Hebrew, not so much singing, but everything else he is very good at. He does a good job on that one. So contact Rabbi Todd White. Again, all this information is in your pamphlets as well. So if I go too fast, you can go back and review. The mitzvah ministry, the homeless ministry, that's what I was talking about with Ralph and Doris Liao. They have taken that over and just kind of done a phenomenal job with it. They are such a sweet, sweet couple. They really are. And they go out and they feed the homeless, Houston's homeless. And it's really just a couple hours. It is. If you're in a Havarah, I encourage all the Havarahs to go serve in that, because I think as Havarahs, as people, we should give back to our home here at the synagogue, and we should give back to our community outside the synagogue. So I encourage Havarahs to participate in one of the high holidays here to serve in some way, shape, or form as a group, like Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah. We'll need people outside parking cars. And I'm going to tell you something. Everybody wants to be Joseph, but nobody wants to go to jail, right? So, seriously. But if it's just that service time. And sometimes it's hot when the high holidays run around. Sometimes it's raining. Sometimes it's windy. Sometimes it's not good. It's not fun to be outside. But I spent many a day outside. I really did.
Thank you, Lord.
So. And how you get involved with the Mitzvah Ministry is RalphandDoris@gmail.com.
So do they accept like donations?
They do accept donations. So either food, clothing, toiletries, toothpaste, combs, toothbrushes, shampoo, soap. Absolutely. Yep. Socks. New socks, new underwear. New, but other than that, you know, they accept clothes. Doris and Ralph go through all that and prepare everything. Like when winter starts coming around, they will ask for jackets or something warm to wear because everybody shed their stuff during the summertime because they don't want to carry it around. And you honestly, during this Mitzvah Ministry, you have all sorts out there. You have the mentally ill. You have the people that have been on the streets for a long time. You have people that have been on the streets for just a little bit because they've lost everything and they don't know what to do. But you have all sorts. But you just have a few hours where they get a meal and get to hear the word, you know. So some of them, it's a great joy just for a few hours that they can put their lives on hold and get something to eat and listen to worship and listen to a message. So it is a beautiful time. I would encourage all of y'all to at least go once, really. It truly is nice. It is a blessing. Worship ministry. That's for the singers, the musicians, all that good stuff. As you can tell, I don't play an instrument.
Are you the one doing the
audition? Am I? No, that's Augustine. Augustine does that since he is our worship leader. And that's another great way to serve is to do that. So I always ask for cowbell. Augustine says no. How can you go wrong with cowbell? I don't know. You can't, my opinion.
Need more cowbell.
Yes. So that's worship at CBM Houston. Dance. So dance ministry is another big ministry. If you went to Passover this year, you get to see men and women, and the men usually put on a big dance. This year there wasn't so many men dancing, but it's always a great time of celebration and fellowship and learning and being together. There's a lot of time that goes into the Passover dance. You typically meet every Shabbat for about 3 or 4 months up to Passover. And it is a lot of time and effort, but it's a beautiful time. I was on the men's dance team for many, many, many years, and it was a great time. And then come to learn on Thursday nights, they have classes, and I have to see. I think Marissa goes over the new dances for the week, right?
Yeah, you have the foundation classes, I think, twice a year. And that just goes on.
Right. But dance is a lot of fun. You see them out there. It is a good time.
I may say, you're quite light on your feet, buddy. I was impressed with a big man.
For a big man, I am light on my feet, yes.
The dancing bear.
Boom.
Him. Thank you, Lord. He can move.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Like, I don't play an instrument. I sing a little bit, so I dance.
I sing and dance.
But Marissa is over the dance ministry. She has done a phenomenal job with that over the past few years. Just to watch her grow in that ministry is absolutely amazing from where she was a few years ago when she took it over to where she is now. Great woman of God. She truly is. That woman has an amazing heart. Spanish translation. Like I said, man in many languages. Don't know how to speak any of them really. Well, really that good or so. We are always looking for translators for the Spanish. because George and Elena Tokaru are back there most of the time. And the way they translate the message is we typically send George and Elena the message on Thursday night so that they can start going over it on Friday evening. And typically, I'm not saying, one of us is always a little later than the other one. I'm not going to mention any names, but he tries to get it to him by Friday morning. And there have been a couple times when he sent the message Saturday at 3:30 in the morning, he gets up and redoes the whole thing. I kid you not.
Thank you.
So, yes. But George and Elena Tokaru are over that. Great couple. You have his contact information. So we had a man here for years who was over the ushers, and he called them ushers. So that's why I like to say it, ushers. Now, Myron did pass away. I love that man dearly. He was a great, great man. And he was over the ushers for years. Yes, the ushers. And they play a very important role in a couple aspects, you know, security-wise, because they really see who's where and sitting and all that good stuff. But they also take a head count and pay attention to what's going on in case anything happens. They help people find seats. Like, I don't know if you noticed today, we had a couple more people than normal. Mm-hmm. So just finding places for people to sit is what they do. And they're kind of, you know, an extension of the greeters a little bit. The ushers.
They even got to bring out more chairs.
Yes, that's what I heard. They brought out more chairs today. So the ministry contact for that is John Stafford. And like I said, you should have his email in your packet. If you don't, just email me and I will get it to you.
And those filled up. There was standing room only.
Yes, yes. And the greeters are so important and essential to Congregation Beth Messiah because it is the first people that guests meet. Yes, ushers and greeters. So when you're a greeter, you just glad hand, tell them Shabbat Shalom, good morning, you have any questions. Because I will tell you, coming from different congregations or different backgrounds, churches or whatever, coming to a Messianic congregation for the first time can be a little intimidating, a little overwhelming if you don't know what's going on. And to go into a place like this and you've never been, it can be something. So, but we have people visiting all the time. And it's important to be able to smile and talk to them. Try not to kick their children. And the lady over the greeters is Miss Shannon Prather. Shannon, you will see that Shannon has some of the most fabulous dresses. She truly does. I mean, truly. She is a fashion icon. Yes. And she is a powerful woman, too. That's one woman you don't want to mess with. And I love her dearly. And she's also a fire marshal and on the fire teams and is a firefighter. So, yes.
And she dresses up for Purim.
Yes, she does.
Thank you.
Haven't seen her in a while.
No, she's been working. She was here last week. Yeah, yes.
Very stylish.
Very stylish. Yes. Hospitality and coffee. Everybody enjoys a little coffee and water every now and then. And those guys get here early. I don't know what time. Usually around 8:30 or so. To start making coffee, and they put it all out, get the water ready, and they put a little nice lemon in there. I'm trying to talk them into cucumber and rosemary, but they still haven't done that yet. But I digress. Anyway, they come in early just to have everything set up and ready for the visitors, congregation members to come in and enjoy coffee and water. And that is led by Bob and Linda Sirk. A great, great couple. Great couple. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Follow-up question to each for
me. Yes, I should be covering that here in just a minute, I think.
Yeah, sorry.
Oneg and kitchen. So like I said, the Oneg today was made possible by the ladies that come in. There was a couple that came in yesterday to get everything ready for today. So they come in and get all the cream cheese in the little containers and the butter in the little containers. It usually takes them maybe 2 hours to get everything ready. But they come in and they bag all the bagels. They do all that. They get everything ready so that today everybody can go through line and get a bagel and some cream cheese. And that's what they do. And that is led by Miss Caroline Fitzwater and her husband Ron. And I make no mistake, that is Miss Caroline's kitchen. I'm just going to tell you now.
And she makes that special cream cheese, like the cinnamon butter.
Yes.
They make it.
And that.
It's kosher. Thank you, Lord.
That woman, she has it down to a science back there. So, yes. She does. It runs so smoothly back there. Everybody knows their place, and they know what to do and what's expected of them, and it just clicks. I mean, you can see how fast and easy they get everything set up, put it back down, torn up, torn down. And again, I'm just going to say it again, just another phenomenal couple. We are truly blessed here. We really are. The Moedim team, these are the point in time, it's the feast, the festivals. They get together and do a lot of stuff. You know, they work alongside the sisterhood and the Oneg and the kitchen teams. They set up the decorations for Passover and some of the other high holidays that we have here. So for Passover this year, we were at the Hilton Americas. So they got there early that morning and started setting up. And they were there all day setting up, making sure everything was right. So when everybody came in, it looked nice. So that's what they do. And that is led by Melanie Stafford. Melanie is on staff here. So it's Melanie at CBM Houston.
I volunteered for that. That was a mammoth operation, and it went like clockwork.
At Passover?
Yes.
Nice. It's nice to see all that happen and everybody have their place and do everything. Yes. It was, yes. It's a good time. It is a good time. Then we have the information center. That's on the far end under the dome. You see couples down there, usually a couple people by the tablets. They're kind of an extension of greeters, but they give more information. So they help visitors. They get visitors plugged in and capture some of their information so that we can reach out to them later. If that did not happen to you, we're putting steps in place to ensure it does so that we, you know, if you come to visit, we don't want to inundate you with phone calls like the window people, but we just want to reach out and say, hey, we appreciate you coming to visit. Do you have any questions? Is there anything I can answer for you? Was there something you would like to learn more about? Stuff like that. Just so that you know that we know that you came. Because typically, there's a few of this room that I've seen and know and talked to, and some I haven't, just because you're here on Saturday, and as you see, you know, like Rabbi John and myself, we get pulled in like 27 different directions. So, and if you ever want to talk to me, please come up to me and say, Jesse, blah, blah, blah. You will have to stop me, I'm telling you. So don't be embarrassed or afraid to do that.
Grab onto his knee.
Yes. And hold tightly. Information Center is ran by Rick and Sandy Scott, another great couple here. The production team, they do all the live streaming, the sound, the lights, all that good stuff. The social media, that is by Greg Rowley and Donald Sexton. The media sound team, same. That is by Julia. Julia runs that with Donald. So I told you earlier, Julia is one of these ladies that's very quiet, very hardworking, very diligent. So if you think you're going to run her computer back there, you will after she trains you. Volunteer receptionists. We have receptionists here almost every day. They're volunteers. They typically come in around 9, 9:30 and just answer the phones. If somebody brings mail, they answer the front door. If we need copies, if Melanie needs something, or it's not that. You can come up here and read books if you want to. A lot of the people come up here and do their Bible study while they're here because it's a quiet place. You know, we don't have a lot of people coming in and out. So that's when they spend their time reading their Bible and doing the studies. And then they answer the phone, answer any emails that come across or any questions. If they don't know the answer, they will find somebody that does. So it's not that hard. And usually they're out of here by 3. So if you have free time from 9 or 9:30 to 3 in the afternoon, if you want to come up here and volunteer, get hold of Janice Friary. And she will put you in a schedule on the list. And it's pretty easy. And then we typically eat lunch all together. And the receptionist brings the phone over. So whoever's volunteering that day brings the phone over. The Resource Center. It's the book room. Typically, you buy everything online and pay for it. And that way, you can pick it up on Shabbat. So that we kind of keep it to where you don't buy anything on Shabbat. And that is run by Miss Linda Cummings. Zikron HaMashiach, that is the Lord's Supper. We had a couple weeks ago when we had the fathers and the sons handing everything out. They're responsible for the crackers, the juice, all of it, getting all that ready. And John Stafford runs. Paul and Karen Booman set up everything. And John Stafford is under the ushers or over the ushers that take care of everything getting it out. But Paul is one of our shofar players. He's the one with the white beard. So Paul's usually typically up there a lot, but they do a lot for us here. Singles Ministry, that's Caroline Jackson with the singles. Married Ministries, that's myself, my wife Misty. We do that. We're trying to get things going again. For a while, all the Havaras were on different days and different times. One would meet on the first Saturday, the next one would meet on the second Saturday, the third Saturday, first Sunday, and then all the other things we have going on. So we're trying to get everything condensed for the Havaras to meet on the first and third. And that way we have time on the second, fourth for other things going on, like classes and other ministries to come in and do. Messianic Mommies, that is Miranda. Miranda Weinberg, that's Augustine's wife. And again, they just had a baby, Lior, or Light. So, it is good. I don't know who's taking it over right now while she's out, but I think they have a couple things coming up. I think they try to meet once a month. I have never been to one, so I don't know what it's like. Other ministries from Module 3 and their contact information, the Sisterhood. That is, Kim Beard is over Sisterhood. She does a lot with that. Oh, I don't know what happened to my screen. Anshai Heil, that is Ray Fisher. Ray runs that. Now I'm going to have to turn to Men of Valor. Messianic Choir. So that is different than the worship team. The Messianic Choir is run by Vidal Isaac, and they typically do that during the high holidays. So during Rosh Hashanah, they will sing some songs, probably have the choir up there. During Passover, they will have them up there. I believe there are auditions for that. So that's one of those that you would have to audition for.
And Michelle
Vesheri helps a lot with that. Yes, she's a big part of it. Some of the things we're looking to get filled is college and career, but we're kind of filling it right now with that Kesher to Kavanaugh, that YMJA age 11 to 29, but we're hoping to expand that going forward. And as you can see in your books, there's a background check is required for all ministry volunteers. It's what we do. CBM Online Tools and Helps, the Planning Center. So if you are in Planning Center, you're assigned to a team. Typically, you will get an email, like the dance team gets an email, and you can click on there and say yes or no if I'm able to volunteer or serve that time. You can black out dates to say, hey, I'm not available during this time. Comes up red on Planning Center, that way they don't tag you and say, hey, I need you this date. It also have event signups. I'm going to tell you something about the event signups, and then as you're here, make sure this message gets out. When we have event signups, especially when we have family stuff, it's to get a head count if we're going to have a meal. It's to get a head count if we need child care. So if there's an event, I want to encourage you to sign up. That way it helps us plan how many people we need, how many meals we need to order, what we need to do on the back end to make everything right. Because what typically happens is people don't sign up and they say, well, I'll just go. And like the men's Ashe Heil, we have a quarterly meeting and we usually have food. So you can tell I'm not one to pass up a meal too often. So when people show up, and I'm normally one of the last ones to eat, is from being in the Army for so long, leaders always ate last. So typically one of the last ones to eat, you go through. Yes, because people didn't sign up. So please sign up if there is a sign up. I would encourage all of you to do that. We have online resource center where you can go through and order everything online and then pay for it. Then, and you're good to go. Let me see. Would you believe it? It just now connected. It may be working. Imagine that. Zichron HaMashiach, that's setting up everything. We already went through that. Let me get to where we're supposed to be. Messianic Choir.
Keep going.
College and Career. Online Tools and Help. Here's a screen of Planning Center. See, we have the choir. We have John Cruz is on there. So, John.
I cried unto the Lord and he heard me.
So we have that to be able to, one, as people over ministries, people over teams, it gives us an idea who's going to be there or not. Like every week I fill the BEMA team, and guys will reply back, hey, I can't do it this week, I can be gone, whatever. And it really helps us plan ahead. Event signups, again, please sign up, please register. Online Resource Center. I think everybody has these books. Does everybody have these books? Or did Rabbi John talk about them?
Yes.
Okay. This is Dr. Michael Brown. He's something else. He's a pretty good guy. Dan Juster is really good. Sam Nadler. All good books. So, online giving. Typically during our service, you will never see a plate past. We will never ask you haven't heard us ask for money except for today, and that's usually for our guests and our extra speakers. Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry, John. Are you close?
Yes.
Because my nursery was supposed to be 3:15.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm hurrying.
No. I just want to ask.
Okay. Giving, you can text to give. Again, you can give a specific amount or however you want to do it. Yes. If you've given before, again, this is add CBM giving to your contacts. Online Bible readings, they're on the website.
Oh, on the giving?
Yes.
One rule, make sure you're cheerful.
Yes, make sure you're cheerful. We do have an app for the Apple and the Android. There's the code for the Apple, the code for the Android, or the Google, whatever it is. The membership process, what you're going through, and why be a member, weddings, bar and bat mitzvah, memorial service, ministry teams, leadership. It is a requirement to be a leader at CBM. You have to be a member. It helps. The process, the old method was to fill out a membership application, write your testimony, and participate in an interview with the staff. Again, the old one is turning completed application, testimony, send a picture, you and your family. And they use it to do it. Now we have updated it. Bam! You can scan that and complete it all online with an app.
Okay,
It's because we scan everything. You don't have a computer? Come up one day and we can put it all on a computer. Okay. Yes. And then, like, for this group, if two or three of y'all submit your application, we want to get most of you up there. So to introduce you kind of as a class, when we introduce you, should you decide to become a member, you know, once we have the applications and gone through kind of the process and talked to you, then we want everybody to come up and be introduced together.